Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Now, you're welcome back to the programme. Ireland has pulled off a startling turnaround to now rank as the best country in the world to live with COVID, according to a new report. Bloomberg's COVID resilience ranking says the country has climbed to the top from a position at the start of the year when it had the worst outbreak of COVID in the world. It has credited the country's strategy of limiting travel and social activity to those who are vaccinated as one of the reasons for its success. So if we're now managing to live with COVID, were those who advocated a zero COVID strategy wrong all along? Well, here to discuss that, I'm joined by Fine Gael Senator Regina Doherty and by Dr. Tomás Ryan, who's Associate Professor in the Trinity School of Biochemistry and Immunology. You're both very welcome to Drive Time. Regina Doherty, you stated earlier, had we followed the reckless COVID zero policy advocated by so many in this country, we would simply not be where we are today. Why so? Why do you say that?
So I think all we have to do is to look at some of the countries who have adopted or attempted to adopt zero COVID and how far down the rankings that they are, how some of those countries are still in continuous lockdowns and have some really, really severe restrictions. And I know, and Cormac, we've been talking about this for 18 months now. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the country knows we didn't get everything right. But I think together we've pursued the right strategy because we're now enjoying relative freedom. I know it's a new normal, while still, you know, none of us are complacent. So we all still are conscious of the fact that the virus hasn't gone anywhere. But we're still now enjoying the relative freedoms that we would have enjoyed prior to COVID. There are still people getting sick and there are still people, unfortunately, dying. But I think our overall health strategy has been the right one, notwithstanding some ups and downs. Our overall social cohesion project of looking after and minding people and being generous when the state needed to be, mm-hmm. but also having the cop on to know when to stop and pull back. I think we've got that right.
And so you're saying if we'd pursued zero COVID, that strategy, we wouldn't be where we are now. Can I bring in Tomás Ryan? Because Ireland, according to this report, Tomás Ryan, is now top of the world rankings on how to live with the Delta variant. You were critical of the strategy, one of a number of people. Will you admit that you were wrong then?
Well, Cormac, we didn't have a strategy. I think we have to acknowledge that today Ireland is in a good position on account of the excellent vaccination rate because of vaccine enthusiasm in the population. And I welcome the opportunity to look at what we've done so that we can learn for the next pandemic, but also learn what to do from right now because we're not out of the woods yet. And we've been in good positions before and we've squandered those. But this is not the time for any kind of triumphalism. I know we live in a PR age of politics, and I know a lot of politicians want to make a big deal out of these rankings in Bloomberg. But basically, we're doing really highly in them because of our vaccine rate, but also because we're highly connected internationally and because our GDP went up quite a lot, which is because we have so many foreign direct investment and pharma companies in Ireland. It doesn't really represent the lived experience of people in Ireland.
Well, it's not just that now. In fairness, Dr. Ryan, there are 12 data indicators that span virus containment, the quality of healthcare, vaccination coverage, which you mentioned, overall mortality, restarting travel and so on. It's not just as limited as you say.
Yes, but Cormac, we're only doing very well in the last couple of months. And this ranking, we've done very badly for most of the pandemic. And if you look at the countries that we cluster with, like Finland, like Norway, if you look at the measures that actually make a difference to real people living their lives on a day-to-day basis, Finland and Norway have had a fifth of the deaths that we've had. Per capita, we rank with the Netherlands. We've lost nearly 6 million, we've lost nearly 6,000 mm-hmm. Irish people. Finland and Norway have lost a fifth of that amount of people, and they've spent far less time in lockdown than us. So I think it's quite frankly insulting to people to hear politicians tell us that we did well when countries that had efforts to lower the virus number, the most successful of which in Europe were like us. They were sparsely populated countries on the edge of Europe that did have land borders with countries that had other problems. And yet Finland, Norway and Denmark kept their numbers as low as they could. It wasn't perfect. As a result, they had thousands of less deaths than we did. And as a result, they had far less time in lockdown than we did. Everyone suffered less. Better for health,
is that,
better
is that
for
what
the
it
economy.
Is, Regina Doherty, the PR age of politics, that you're insulting people. When you look at the amount of deaths, the amount of time we spent in lockdown, how can you be triumphant about this?
So first of all, I reject utterly Dr. Ryan's assertion that I'm being triumphalist. This is a report that was issued by Bloomberg this morning. I welcome the fact that having made mistakes last year and learned by those mistakes, we've now improved in our world rankings of how best to live with COVID because of the strategy that we've pursued in the last 8 to 10 months. Our healthcare services have been superb. The people who have provided social cohesion in this country, our army, our Gardaí, our bus drivers, our shop workers, have all helped to maintain the social status, the solidarity
without
that we have
question,
in this country.
But Dr. Ryan's point, the death rate, the amount of time in lockdown.
Come here. There's absolutely no doubt that we've made mistakes, which is why we've gone up in the rankings, because we've learned by them. But yes, we did. The report states that at the start of this year, we had the worst outbreak of any country in Europe, and that's acknowledged. But what we didn't do was to pursue the likes of the zero COVID strategies that Dr. Ryan would have had us to do, which would have destroyed economically this country. We can already see the impacts of what mandatory hotel quarantine, which I never agreed with, and the restrictions that we have on travel are devastating our flag carrier, Aer Lingus, in this country that probably won't recover for donkey's years. Mm-hmm. We have people earning 30% of their pre-COVID salaries because of the impact on it.
Okay,
we've had thousands of people who are going to be made unemployed over the next couple of months because companies will not reopen at the same level.
Are they not
so
fair
I do
points
think we got
to,
our
Thomas
strategies
Ryan.
Right.
What's nonsense?
And the balance is fair.
What is nonsense?
Well, much of what I've just heard is complete nonsense. The countries that try to reduce cases, some of them are still having essentially a zero COVID experience. Perth, Brisbane, South Korea. New Zealand had a bad outbreak, but New Zealand will have our vaccination rate by mid-December, and they'll have better immunity. They will have better immunity.
38th now in this survey.
They will have better immunity than us in December because they're only using Pfizer and they're spreading out their doses. By the time we get to December, New Zealand will be where we are now. And if they stay in lockdown until December, which they won't because they have it under control, they will still have spent less than 50% of the time that we spent in lockdown. And we've had 5,500 deaths and they've had 20,000 deaths. Perth has spent 12 days in lockdown in the entire pandemic. Darwin has spent 8 days. Brisbane has spent 18 days. Southern Australia has spent 11 days. Cairns has spent 3 days. South Korea has spent 0 days. And Finland has spent basically a few weeks. Now, this is just ridiculous what we're hearing from Regina Doherty.
You didn't mean that New Zealand had 20,000 deaths, did you?
Singapore is currently trying to move away from their zero COVID strategy. They've actually fallen by 11 points on the rung of the ladder of the report today by Bloomberg. New Zealand is exactly the same.
And far
the doctor
fewer
is talking
deaths, though,
absolutely. And I'm not saying that we got everything right, but what is absolutely crucial that we do acknowledge that together the people of Ireland pursued the right strategy. And so
the
I think it's very dismissive of the doctor.
Yeah. Hang
on a second. The point that Dr. Thomas Ryan is making, you correct me if I'm wrong, that in totality, when you look at the strategy, how can you say it was good when we had far a greater number of deaths and we spent far longer in lockdown?
So in totality, we have jumped to the first and the best country that has learned to live with COVID since January of this year, when we did have genuinely the worst outbreak across Europe, to where we are now today at the end of September. I think that's something to recognise. I think the sacrifices that Irish people have made, both financially and within their freedom, I think it's something to recognise that it has now put us in a position to be ranked the best in the world of having learned how to live with COVID.
Learned from Nobody very bad mistakes that were criticised in this report as well for easing curbs prematurely. Isn't that, that's what led to the worst outbreak in Europe. Isn't that right? Governmental decisions.
I absolutely agree. And I was critical of that last year at the end of December. I think we made the wrong moves last Christmas, but I think they were made for the best of intentions. But what this report does is highlight, as you said, on 12 different factors, every country in the world, and Ireland is coming out as the best country today. And that might change the same way that might change for Singapore and New Zealand, as Dr. Ryan is hoping it will be, as we all do hope it will be. But right now, today, to acknowledge that the people who, the state agencies that led our strategy, and we absolutely did have one, didn't get everything right, but they certainly got an awful lot right to allow us to have the freedoms that we have today, the supports and services that we have today, and people actually be able to go back to work and go back to their lives with some sense and semblance of normality.
That's because we pursued the right strategy.
Can I put it to Thomas Ryan, what
was it that Dr. Mike Ryan of WHO said at the very start of this pandemic, that perfection is the enemy of the good here? Nobody knew what was coming down the line. Everybody had to get in gear as quickly as possible. And of course, mistakes were made, but no strategy in the world was perfect. Do you acknowledge that?
Well, I think that South Korea and Taiwan got it nearly perfect. New Zealand got caught by surprise the same as us at the beginning. They had a proper lockdown at the beginning, like we did. They learned. Other countries learned. We refused to learn. And this Bloomberg report is not a report, and it's not an achievement. It's a point-in-time analysis. Right now, we're in a good position. But through most of the last year, New Zealand was topping this, and in a few months, they're going to be topping it again because their vaccination rate is going to be the same as us anyway. Every economic analysis that has looked over the entire pandemic has shown, without exception, that the countries that reduced the virus did best, because when you reduce the virus, you get less deaths. When you reduce the virus, you get less time in lockdown. It's good for health. It's good for the economy. So, and no amount of spin from politicians is going to change that fact.
Can you explain to me then, if South Korea and Taiwan got it near perfect, why is South Korea at number 26 and we're at 1? And why is Taiwan at number 42 and we're at 1?
It includes many different things from GDP. There's four measurements here that are all about connectivity of essentially of airlines and vaccinated travel routes. South Korea made the decision to regulate international travel much more than we did, such that it could have a normal social life, normal schools and normal economy locally, which I think most business people in Ireland would have rather that we prioritized having our restaurants, pubs, shops, everything open normally, rather than keeping airports open so that pharma companies and other corporations could have unlimited access to international travel, because tourism didn't really happen anyway.
Mm-hmm. Final word to you, Regina Doherty.
First of all, it was never about tourism. It was about putting families together, or in our case, separating them. You know what? We've had people who were championing mandatory hotel quarantine, championing closing down our borders and not letting anybody in or out. Those are the countries that did that today, are 20 and 30 points down the rung from Ireland. I think the people of Ireland deserve this number one placing today, because as leaders, I think our leaders did in the main pursue the right social strategy and the right COVID strategy. And the Irish people are the people who deserve for following those guidelines and advice and taking the sacrifices that they had. They're the people who deserve the number one slot today, not our zero COVID zealots.
Well, look, we'll see what people think. 51551 to see if you think we got the strategy right or wrong. But for the moment, Fine Gael Senator Regina Doherty and Dr. Tomás Ryan of TCD, thank you both very much.